Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It's Faisal MC and Queen Otizi with the energy. Otizi was also on your radio. Thank you so much for choosing us. So we appreciate it. 8:34, that's your time. Now, we did promise you that we're going to have a conversation about the film month, film week that's coming up with the Namibia Film Commission. And honestly speaking, Shaquan, as an actor, I always get this question all the damn time, and it annoys me. And it annoys me because it's like, I don't know what to tell people.
That's true. Yeah,
Where can we watch your movies?
Your
in
movies,
this case?
Yeah.
Where can we watch the series? You know, like, I want Namibian content. We can't see it. Now is the opportunity.
Absolutely.
But don't take my word for it. Let's welcome Osi Herta. That's a media coordinator with the Namibia Film Commission. Moro, moro, Osi.
Moro, 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 Auntie Shekwan and Ikwana, and moro, moro to you, Merendon.
Thank
good
you
morning,
so much,
good morning.
Herta, for making time for us this morning.
It's a pleasure to be online with you guys. Thank you for having me.
Okay, cool. So the Namibia Film Commission has been busy all year. Okay, you guys are actually always busy. But this one is special, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We are very excited to host the Film Week. This is our flagship event. We are very, very delighted to bring this event every year to the Namibian public because it's an event that fosters collaboration between filmmakers, but also those who love cinema in Namibia, to be able to come and watch Namibian cinema, to be able to come and engage filmmakers. So it's really a great event for us. It's an initiative that we are delighted to bring forth.
All right. Talk to us about the date itself. When is the film starting, and also venues thereof?
We start the film week officially on Thursday, which is tomorrow, the 19th of September, with an opening film that will be screened at Sekeniko Mairomo. We'll have a little bit of an opening, an official program.
Yeah.
And then, just to give a little bit of a background, the film week is like a festival. So it's a film festival. We do screenings for a couple of days. But this year, we've introduced an industry program that runs alongside the film screenings. So there's a portion where the public come and watch the films at the cinema, Sekeniko Mairomo for this year. And then we'll have an industry program where there'll be sessions and workshops that'll be held to really upskill and connect and create an environment for filmmakers to come together and learn, share ideas and knowledge.
All right. So I think maybe my question, just jumping in now, is just really understanding what are, not even what, or who are some of the talents that we can look forward to this time around?
So there'll be a lot of discussions. There'll be discussions for producers. There'll be a workshop for producers. There's a South African producer coming who has produced the film The Honeymoon, if you know The Honeymoon. She's the lady behind The Honeymoon. She's producer-director for The Honeymoon.
Hello?
Jose Herta? We lost you there for a second. Just kindly repeat what you said from the producer for the movie
Honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yes. So she will be doing a producer's workshop. We have Namibian producers who have registered for this event. She will be doing the producer's workshop for 3 days during film week. We will have all of the Namibian producers who we all know. They will be on sessions. There'll be panel discussions discussing various topics in the industry. So that's really what we are excited about. The Filmmakers Association of Namibia is also holding a breakfast for the business of film, really to delve into film entrepreneurship and how you can make money out of film as a filmmaker. And then there will be cocktail events also in the evenings to really just wind down after days of sessions and talking and to just connect without being very serious.
All right. Now, I mean, the
yeah. I think, you know,
okay.
What, partner?
My voice was running away there from me.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to also add on, probably before it just, because I literally lost my train of thought for a second. But you know what, NSK did mention earlier this week, and also just now a few minutes ago, he did mention that, man, we as Namibians want to consume our content as much as we can, right? But where exactly is the content available at? Is it a situation where we have to come to the film work to actually get this information, or where can we just easily access this information?
We are very, very much active on our social media pages. We
are
posting daily programs. We're posting the program for all of the 4 days that will be busy. This runs over a weekend, so there's no excuse for you not to attend.
To attend, yeah.
Or to come out and watch a film. All of the films are free. We're screening at Asekeniko Mairo Mall. There's a team there when you get there. You won't get lost whether to which cinema. You'll get direction to which cinema we are in at Mairo Mall. The screening schedule will also be on our social media pages. So follow us. All of the information will be there for you to just follow and see which sessions you can attend and also which film you can catch at what time during the 3-day event.
Now,
over the weekend.
The producer's workshop, I understand that there's a caller for registration right now. Is that still on or is that done?
We have reached maximum capacity for the producer's workshop. So we've closed that. Because we wanted to really have an intimate session where it's more one-on-one and it's not really open to a lot of people. Also, we're looking for filmmakers who are really having projects in line and who are working on projects and who have a little bit of experience. Because Bianca Isaac, who's coming to do the workshop, is really a renowned producer. And she wants to work with filmmakers and producers who are really, really serious about the business of filmmaking so that she can really do justice to the workshop and to the skills that she wants to impart.
Okay. Now, Osierta, I don't know if you know, but I'm going to tell it and I'm going to tell everyone.
Please do.
My TikTok right now is going viral because I have a series that I'm running called Namibian Movies Jella.
Yeah.
Sinze.
Okay.
So I've got Namibian Movies Jella Part 1.
Yes.
And then I share just a clip of some of the series that are out on YouTube or, you know, that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And a part two also. I'm going to drop part three and part four today.
Okay, okay.
So,
yes.
The first movie, are you going to reveal it for us today, Tohoba, right now?
Yes.
That we're going to watch already, tomorrow?
Yes, it's out. The first movie that'll be on tomorrow is out already. We have it on our... what is this? On our social media pages, so it's not a secret. It's A Wish for Death. This is a Namibian film that was part of the slate produced by MultiChoice together with the NBC.
Uh-huh.
They are partners also on board for this event.
Yeah,
So A Wish for Death will be screened tomorrow night. If you cannot make the official cocktail and so on, arrival cocktail and all of that, please join us at 19:30 tomorrow night at Asekeniko Mairo Mall to watch this film. It was also on Showmax, so this is a great opportunity for those who missed it when it was on Showmax to come through and come and watch the movie tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you so much, Osierta. Are there any final words? Is there anything else that we perhaps have missed? Osierta?
Midday, all the way through 10 o'clock in the night, there will be film screening at the cinema. So that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Come through, come and watch a film. We have a slate of films from all over the world. We have films from China, from South Africa, Zambia, Kenya, Malawi, Nigeria, Egypt, Ukraine, Namibian films, South African films. So it's come and watch what Africa is producing. Come and watch what the world is producing.
Come on.
And also come out and meet filmmakers and also see Namibian content and engage with Namibian filmmakers about filmmaking. This is a great opportunity for us to really enhance especially for Namibian content.
All right.
So come through. Let's connect. Let's talk. Let's have chat about the film business in Namibia.
All right. Thank you so much, Jose. Yeah, we lost you there for a couple of seconds, but we got the jazz of everything that you said.
Yeah.
And we will see you almost every day. Maybe not
starting
even almost
tomorrow.
Every day.
Yeah, starting tomorrow until next week, Monday.
Awesome, leave.
Yes. See you then. Thank you,
all
guys.
Right. All right. Bye-bye. Cheers. It's 8:42 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. When we get back, we will huddle the gents and we'll have an in-depth discussion led by Abudi Kavi.
This is like a